Senior Focus.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Anne-Marie Gurry. I'm your presenter for the radio show Senior Focus for this afternoon. And it's been a very interesting month as a group of keen listeners to the show have got together and helped draft submissions on the Have Your Say consultation process with Auckland Council. So those submissions will be due on the 9th of May, as they are for everyone. And our discussions over the last three programs have been quite full and detailed, and they will help you if you are planning to consider putting a submission in. And in reflection on where we've got to, we found we had a bit of a bind between wanting to be very precise and concise and actually keeping just to a one-page executive summary, and at the same time wanting to actually present proper information about some of the strategic concerns that are so important to be considered about legislative change, because so much work went on to get us the unitary plan, over 5 years of consultation and millions of dollars. And it was so thorough, and it enabled people to really get their voices heard and things out on the table and debated. So we didn't actually end up with a fait accompli or something that was just a broad brushstroke and ran home. This was something that people had genuinely engaged with. And the results were very clear. So we had a program of urban development that would allow 900,000 units to be built across the Auckland region. Now that would, allowing for 2 to 3 people per dwelling, that would really allow a population increase of between 2 and 3 million, potentially. So what's the big rush? What's the hurry? And this was the question that I asked last program. I said, in Auckland, we are catering for intensification very well with the unitary plan. So why do we need this legislation imposed on us? It may be very important for other cities in Auckland, in New Zealand, but in Auckland, it's throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and it's destroying all the work and effort that has already gone in. And at the same time, it's actually delivering a less satisfactory result. And so the things that we've discussed about the six-storey developments that may affect the coastal erosion zone along Milford, Tekapuna, for example, the three-storey available without a resource consent on all residential sites across the region means people will lose sun, people will lose the right to object to things being built within a metre of their boundary. This is quite a travesty because it actually denies the basic rights of people to have some sort of say about the quality of life that they intend to pursue and or that they've bought into already. And so to have this kind of environment in which you go to bed at night, you don't really know what your neighbours are going to be doing, how many stories they want to build, how much intensification is going to go on or when. And it can be very disturbing to one's mental health. It's got a long-term consequence of deconstructing the strong bonds of community and positiveness in the neighbourhood. It's actually, the more you look at it, the more you think it just doesn't make sense. Why are we doing it? And these are questions we need to keep asking our politicians, particularly those in the National and Labour Party who've brought this legislation to the table in the Parliament and have passed it. The 11th hour is the chance to get Auckland Council focus, if you like, on quality matters, things that they might be able to ameliorate the impact of this legislation with, to get these other matters on the table. And that's what our submission process is about. If you want to make a submission, your local library will have copies of the consultation document entitled Have Your Say, the government's new housing laws, what it means for Auckland. I think some libraries have been very proactive in seeking feedback from their customers and the people that use the library, and they have produced information sheets that courtesy of the council staff, and they printed them out in a whole variety of languages, including Tongan and Chinese and Korean and so on, depending on the kinds of ethnic groups that are prevalent in your neighbourhood. So your first port of call when trying to study more is really go to the local library and see what is available, what's already printed for you to read. And then if you want to go online, you can do a Have Your Say, give your answers to the particular questions as an online document. But you don't have to. You can print that document out, get the librarian to help you do that on the printer at the library. Very low cost, and then you just fill it out yourself and it can go in the internal mail. The Auckland Council doesn't cost you a stamp or anything. If you wish, you can add your own personal conclusions and statements about the situation. You can add extra material and add it to the consultation document. And I would suggest that you do this because some people are thinking, oh, well, later on in August, after the council has digested the feedback, they will then collate what they think is the best result, put it into a plan change, and the date for that is the 20th of August. But that becomes a very formal process, difficult to object at that stage. And many of the things that worry people now, like there's no quality design required of the developers, there's no consideration to be given for the accessibility needs of the population. And we know 1 in 4 Aucklanders are disabled in some way, and they need assistance with planning what sort of design of what sort of dwelling they're going to live in, if you're going to be having any quality of life. So these kind of issues are just not being dealt with, and raising these matters at this point before the 9th of May seems to be the most intelligent and the most effective way to influence outcomes. Plus, of course, then after the 9th of May, lobbying local board members, local councillors and local MPs. After all, many of the MPs that voted for this in the House actually live in Auckland and own property in Auckland, so they will have some vested interest in the long-term results. So we need to bring home to people exactly what it will mean. It's an important time, and I can't think of anything more important than getting a submission in on this. The last time I felt as strongly about the democratic voice in Auckland was when we had the Royal Commission bring down its model of the super city, and then the government imposed its own model on us, which was different from what had been consulted on, and we could make a submission on it. And that was something that drove me to become involved in politics in Auckland and to become involved in local communities and getting people's voices out there, and indeed, ultimately, in Sanity FM, this radio station. So it's been a long journey, and I've spent the last 10 years thinking about what does Auckland need to cater for an ageing population, what does Auckland need in terms of urban planning, when 1 in 4 Aucklanders will be over the age of 65 in the next decade. And So that's been at the forefront of a lot of my discussions and deliberations and submission writing, and it's no mean feat to keep this going, but this conversation has gathered a lot of momentum, and a lot more people are aware now of just how rapidly our population is ageing and how many people are not catered for. And they're not all going to live in retirement villages. Only 11% are in retirement villages. And so some of those come from outside the region too. They're farmers who retired to Auckland, wanting to have contact with their grandchildren at university and the like. They're not actually people who've lived here locally for years and years. Those who live locally are saying to me, well, we want somewhere to downsize and we don't want to go to a retirement village, but, you know, we can't really afford to downsize because there's nothing of adequate choice and selection in our area. And that's a very real concern. So it's going to not disappear, it's going to become even more major. And, of course, the lack of disability considerations is another thing. If you are disabled and you need a certain kind of access and you need a certain kind of bathroom and so on, how do you get it? I mean, if the developers are busy building things at a heck of a rate of knots, but they are not taking any account of this kind of human population statistic, then you're not going to get the kind of quality housing that is needed. So think long and hard about this and do get a submission in. It's not the length of the submission or how much detail you go into, but it's getting your basic facts on the paper that's important. And do talk to your librarian for assistance, because that's what we're there for, and they're actually quite keen to help you get the submission run. So if you have any problems with the technology or printing things out or anything like that, they're only too happy to show you how to do stuff and just allow time. Just ring them up and book a time so you can come and see them. And I'm sure you'll be quite delighted at what sort of assistance is there for you. It's important for me because I've got a terrible throat problem at the moment. I'm needing to rest my voice. I'm going to stop and I'll start up again after you've had a music break. Thank you.
Jumping with my voice, it's right here in the city. Don't you know that it was grand? Really grand, so grand. Where'd you go and what you doing tonight? I hope you're in the mood because I'm feeling just right. Close about a corner with a table for two. Where the music's mellow and some deep rendezvous. There's no chance romancing with a blue attitude. You know you got to do some dancing to get in the mood. Mr. Watch, I'll call a mom and daddy to you. Get all caught, I'll show what good influence can do. Never felt so happy or so fully alive. He's a jam and jumping is a powerful jive. Swingaroo is giving me a new attitude. My heart is full of rhythm and I'm in the mood. In the mood. Do ba do da do day.
Beautiful eyes, what? With those lips I try and possess. Hey, swing with me. What are we gonna be? What? May I intrude this time? Dance, animate the mood, a rhythmic darling, let's dance. What a dream romance. Ooh. It's a quarter to three, there's a mess of moonlight. Share with me, you know. I think it's rude to keep it sweet when I'm in the mood.
Somewhere is
hand me the mic. Oh, Beppo Floozy wants a good boy.
Welcome back, and for those who've joined us, the program so far has been discussing the consultation with Auckland Council about the government's new housing rules and what it means for Auckland. So now I just want to talk about some local things that have been happening that we sometimes bring up on air because it's important. We're a local program. And I have the sad news today that Bruce Russell passed away on the weekend and has been a stalwart broadcaster with the ZB News family, and many older people have very much appreciated his programs that focus on the memories of the past. And he's played a very active role in helping people relive and remember and have gratitude and excitement and celebration for the things that they lived through. So I salute Bruce, and I hope that we, when we do this type of program, can continue that high standard that Bruce had in the past. I think right up until the day he died, it was recorded. And also, there's been some tragedies over the holiday weekend, and I think it's very hard on families that lose people in accidents, and so my heart goes out to people who've had to go through any of that. And I just want to say that at this time, with the COVID situation, we have got with Omicron, we've had 10 deaths recently, we've got 1,467 cases in Auckland. That's a high number. And we still have 900,000 Aucklanders who have not had their booster shot yet. And for varying reasons, people put off things and they wait until they're in optimum state of health before they actually go and get it. And with the flu vaccine coming on, the winter flu is going to be likely to be much more intense this year, and maybe more waves of them. It's going to be very important that you get both your flu jab and your booster shot. You can't always tell how valuable these are until you actually strike a situation. And as we open up to more social events and more things going on in the community, we will get exposed to more people having, whether it's Omicron or XE, the next new variant. We've just got to roll with the punches and be prepared. So go and talk to your local pharmacist if you've got doubts about the booster or you're not sure when's a good time to take it. I've heard it's good to do in the morning, and it's good to exercise beforehand and do weight, lift cans of vegetables and stretch your arms and exercise the muscles before you actually get the jab. But there's lots of people who have different ideas about what's the best way to go about it, but certainly talk to your pharmacist about it. Now, one of the negative messages at the moment about the planet is the intense fear about the possibility of there being some kind of nuclear war coming out of the situation with Russia. And it's very disturbing and very scary, because the kind of bombs that are produced now, 200 times what was dropped on Hiroshima. We have got no idea what we might be in for in terms of a nuclear winter if Russia decides to go ahead in this way. It's a conversation people don't really want to have, and it's not a conversation I'm going to do to death on the program, I'll tell you. But it's very important that people don't give up hope, that they don't see that the emphasis of people gathering together and actually holding out hope that we can have a world in which we actually cease to have war. We actually cease to support war, and we certainly cease to support nuclear war. It is possible for people to rise up and create this wall of resistance, because that's what it will need. And if you're interested in this aspect of our future in New Zealand, then keep tuned, because we will look at this situation. There have been some very intense efforts put together in the past. New Zealand has led the world in terms of being nuclear free. We led the world in terms of the protests at Mururoa. We have had very strong support from our medical fraternity. Many doctors made the commitment to set up an actual team that would be solution the whole concept of being nuclear free, and supporting this was the most healthy way to plan for a safer future. So some of those people that were very much part of that tremendous international push are getting on in years. Some have passed on, and this will require an intergenerational transfer of activists, of enthusiasm, and of commitment. So we will be talking to a range of people in the forthcoming weeks. But I draw attention to Simon Wilson in his statement in the Herald today, where he's saying that EVs are not the solution to save the planet. He commented on the weight of the EV battery at 450 kilos a battery compared with 50 kilos of an ordinary battery. He commented about cyclists and pedestrians not hearing EV cars coming and therefore being at risk. And I know that's quite scary when you think of the shared spaces where cars, bikes and walking are all happening in the same area. It's not going to be easy. So I suggest that if you are thinking about changing a car, you're thinking about getting an EV or hybrid, think carefully about how you use it. And the research that's coming through now is showing that in Europe, people are driving 5% more if they've got EVs. In the UK, it's 12% more. So if people are going to drive more in Auckland, we're going to have more congestion, not less. So that was Simon's strong point today. And obviously, we're going to need to discourage people having cars, using cars, and relying on cars, and certainly increasing the use of cars. And that means anti-congestion charges, it means better alternatives in the public transport sphere, and it means perhaps some intelligent carpooling and some sharing. And there are situations where people could have a car that they shared between three households. If we're going to have three units built on a site, then maybe one car, if you're not having garaging and parking and so on, then maybe one car that can be booked and used on certain days of the week is an answer. Certainly something that I know some people have considered that I've talked to, so watch this space. And if you've got things you want to write in about, you can always make contact with us. And Planet FM has a website still, www.planetaudio.org.nz. And you can find us when you look up under programs, just look under S for Senior Focus, and you'll see us there. And I know I said we're moving into our new studio shortly, but May is rapidly approaching, and I'm hoping that maybe one or two more programs, and we'll be actually recording in the studio, which will be so much more satisfactory instead of hearing dogs and screaming children and motorbikes and other sorts of distractions, which have happened in some of the programs. And I know it's not easy. So bear with us, and we're really looking forward to being able to improve the quality and keep you informed and entertained. Thank you for listening, and next week we're going to continue on looking at the government's new housing rules and what it means for Auckland. Thanks a lot. We enjoy your company. Bye.
You got trouble, I can tell by the soles of your shoes, old friend. Your feet have done a lot for you, why don't you do something to them? You got to
walk your feet in the sunshine sometimes, do it every day.
You got to
walk them right next to my lady.
Those purple shadows evade anyway. I know you're uncertain, I can tell by the way you stand. Your insole must be hurting, why don't you give your feet a helping hand? Yeah, got to
walk your feet in the sunshine sometimes, do it every day.
You got to
walk them right next to my lady.
Those purple shadows evade anyway. Don't the beach look grand this morning? Sky, the wind swept sky blue. Kicking through the sand this morning. Sun will soon come shining through. Get your feet back to the land this morning. Your feet have done a lot for you. Shadows evade anyway.
Get together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus, and do note Senior Focus is one word.
I've said it too many times before, and I said I'd never say it again, and I guess I shouldn't say anything at all, since you're supposed to belong to him, but I just can't let you go without telling you just how much I love you.
So that is why I'm gonna say it one more time. Honey, come back. I just can't stand each lonely day's a little bit longer than the last time I held you. Seems like 100 years ago.